Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you aboard. As promised, Braylon Edwards in studio, as he will be every Thursday during the fall. College football is upon us. We've come a long way from October 30th of 2004, me wanting you dead, to now you being on this show.
Full circle, man. Full
it
circle.
Is. It has. I still hate you for that.
It's okay.
That was the worst.
Blame John L. Smith.
I know, because he didn't put safety over the top.
Exactly.
And then Jaren Hayes has been in counseling ever since.
Who played running back the year before, so it still behooves me to this day.
But all right. Thank you for that.
Moving right along.
Moving along. Now, listen, if you want to talk Michigan, if you want to get in on the college football stuff, you know the number, 248-539-9797. Braylon, I have something for you. It's something I brought up earlier. I want your spin on it. I call into question Florida's preparation coming into this game. Now 10 players suspended, the possibility of more today. The reports are out that it's teammates who turned in teammates. You add that to Florida now breaking in a redshirt freshman QB. Where are you at with this as far as the team Michigan faces? I mean, are they even ready for this?
No, you can't be ready for this. So you have players that are divided right now. There's no unity amongst the team. And listening to Jim McElwain's interview, he just sounds all over the place. Sounds like he really doesn't have a grip on what's going on down there. And now it's not even just a couple players. Now it's up to 10. And some of those are actually players that they were looking forward to making a big splash this coming Saturday. So judging from a Michigan standpoint, this is a game in which we got to win convincingly. Like with everything on the line that we're watching from Florida, and we've had our team together all the way since January, we've got to look good. You know, we got to at least be a double-digit win.
Oh, don't upset me. See, this is the key now. Earlier, I say almost the same thing, and I get accused of setting a bear trap. That I said, look, this is a game you cannot lose, and if you lose, Harbaugh deserves to be criticized for it. This is an opponent. It fits the profile of what you should be able to handle. And your fan base comes after me, and they go, oh, well, you're just setting it up so if they lose, you can rip them. Well, what do you want me to say? I'm not going to pick Florida to beat them.
Right.
I can't.
Right.
I mean, again, look at Florida's quarterback, and this is something that when I look at early season games, maybe you disagree, I always look for the team that's got the experience under center. And I don't love Wilton Spate, but he knows the offense.
He's battle-tested.
Exactly. And when, look, Felipe Franks, me and you talked during the break. You've seen as much of him as I have. I can't tell you if he's any good. And his first game is going to be against the Don Brown defense. I got a real hard time with that.
Yeah, but I have a hard time with it, too. You know, like you said, he looks the part. But how often have we seen someone look the part and not play the part, and as well as not have anyone around him to help him with that? So he has a tough defense to face, a defense that's ready, especially up front. You know, and that's where you test these quarterbacks. When pressure comes, how do they respond? And I think the pressure's going to be too tough for him. Hurst, Gary, up front, I think the secondary will be slightly better than people think they are. It's going to be tough for him, and I don't really see Florida doing anything on offense this whole game. They may have a play or two, but in terms of a whole game, a whole product of work, I don't really see Florida doing much on the offense side.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, their number one weapon is Callaway, suspended.
True.
One of the running backs that was going to be in the rotation in Scarlett, suspended. Again, this is what I would ask Michigan fans if you're listening right now. You tell me, how is it wrong for me to A, pick Michigan to win a game, and B, say that it's inexcusable to lose it? This is everything points to, unless something that we just don't know about, Braylon, unless something is amiss with Michigan's roster, you can't.
Unless Jim's hiding something.
You can't lose this game.
Nah, you know why they come after you. They come after you because you're a state guy, so they assume that everything you say about Michigan is loaded.
I know.
They think it has some level of, what's his angle on this? Why is he saying it this way? But I'm here to say that, this is a very legit statement to make. You know, based on what they're doing down there in Florida, which is much of nothing but suspending people, Michigan has to win this game convincingly.
Well, they haven't had a functional offense in years.
They have not.
I mean, I don't buy into it. McElwain's an offensive guy. Obviously, he had time with John L. Smith at State, but he's an offensive-minded coach who can't find a QB. And I'm not going to take a team like that. I think if you're a Michigan fan, you should feel confident. But you brought up something with Hurst, and it's funny because like I always goof around with Michigan fans because they're notorious for overhyping people, right? No, I mean, it's the truth. I mean, Peppers wasn't even the best player in his own defense, and I got people telling me he's the second coming of Jesus.
Well, don't blame Peppers for that. You blame Jim Harbaugh for that.
Oh, I blame everybody for that.
I blame
Not
Jim
Peppers.
Harbaugh.
He didn't ask for it. But you brought up Hurst.
Right.
I don't know of a better player that U of M has had that's gotten less shine. I think Hurst is going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft.
Right.
With good health. But I don't think people realize, like Rashawn Gary's being talked about, right?
This is very true.
Where is the talk about Hurst? He's the best player they have.
On defense this year, I believe so. But it's one of those situations where you saw a lot of Rashawn Gary last year. He has the number three. He's a bit of a louder player. They kind of featured him in a couple plays last year. So his name is synonymous in what they did last year, you know, with that defense, how good they were last year. So that's what the fans see. That's what the media sees.
I mean, what is Rashawn Gary? Like, if we're going to sit down, let's say last year nobody knew who the hell he was. They just knew he was a big recruit.
Right.
Explain what we're going to see from the guy.
Well, one, he disrupts plays. He's able to get off double teams. He does that well. He's seen that. You've seen some low-to-the-ground technique. He's real fast and quick with the hands. So I think he's going to be able to disrupt those guys and a lot of time take on two guys up front. That's going to help out the guys. It's going to create gaps in which other players can get in there and make tackles on the quarterback, stop plays at the line of scrimmage, and it'll allow Hurst to take over because he's bigger than Gary. He's stronger than Gary.
Well, so Hurst's an automatic double team.
Exactly. So now you got two guys taking on double teams, and you got one guy that's fast and explosive in Gary. So I think that they're going to balance each other. And I think that Gary will be on the receiving end a lot of what Hurst does and what he takes on up there in the front.
What percentage do you think they'll split him moving him around the line? I mean, an inside-outside combo. Because he does project. He can be.
Right.
On the outside. You can move him on the outside. You can do some different things with your alignments. I mean, is there a split you think that they will go with?
I just think it depends on what teams they play. I think of what type of style of offense is, because I think he can do it 50-50 the game, but it may not recall. It may not take call for that 50-50 during the game. If you play on a team that splits you out like Ohio State did last year, they were splitting guys out wide, then you put him on that inside. You keep him there on the inside, because there you free that gap. If you're playing teams that want to run more, stay a pattern, keep the tight end more, then you move him outside, you let him work the tight end, and you let him create havoc from the outside to get to that quarterback.
I think Florida, you line him up right in the middle next to Hurst every snap.
Every snap.
And just destroy them.
I agree, 100%.
Force them to prove they can A, block it, and B, can get outside, because their weapons, I don't know what weapons they have.
Now, the cupboard's kind of bare. The cupboard's kind of bare, especially with these suspensions. Also, I think you line them up in the middle because you give McQuarrie, you give our linebackers a chance to play too. Like, I want to see what that linebacking core can do. I think they're a lot better than people are giving them credit for, and I think McQuarrie will be the lead at wheel linebacker.
You better be prepared for people to run at Devin Bush. No, I'm just serious. I mean, right. he's like 4 feet tall. They're going to come after him.
This is true. However, though, I'm really interested to see what Kalicki Hudson will do. Kalicki Hudson will be that Viper player that Jabril was, that guy that can play safety. However, he's bigger than Jabril, so when he rushes from the D-line or the outside linebacker point of view, he's actually really rushing. He's coming. He can actually take on a running back and still get to the quarterback. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does. I think he's going to be the second most important player, or I guess you say third, if you got Rashawn and Maurice at 1-2. He'll be the third most important player on that defense. I think he's going to make a lot of plays this year.
248-539-9797. Braylon Edwards in for the hour talking college football. If you've got some questions, Michigan and Florida. We're going to get to Ohio State, Indiana, which is tonight. Bit of a bizarre opener. And I also at 5:30, I want to ask Braylon, I got an upset special for the weekend. But I want to know if I'm off base.
Okay.
Maybe I'm getting too cute with it. But we'll get to that as well. And certainly your ticket text as well, 97136.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.